znieti hlas. Na cestu ti žiari ako hviezdy jas. Polnočnými tmami mocne preniká zasľube
as gems on his crown to shine. since Jesus has set me free. I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden for care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. I look on the great white throne, before it the ransom stand. No longer are tears, nor sorrow is known, nor dead in that goodly land. My Savior has gone before, preparing the way for me. Soon we'll meet the Father, through time or eternity. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night,
but darkness has taken flight.
Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. The gates of that holy land stand open by night and day. Oh, look to the Lord, who giveth more grace, whose love has prepared the way. A home in those mansions fair, His hand hath reserved to all. For the wedding feast prepared, obeying the gracious call. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burdens of care.
His yoke is sweet
to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout a victory, for Jesus has set me free. Oh, Jesus is coming soon. Our trails will soon be over. But if our Lord this moment should come, for those who are free from sin, then would it bring you joy or sorrow and deep despair? When our Lord in glory comes, we'll meet Him up in the air. Since Jesus has set me free, I'm happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burdens of care. No My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free. Since Jesus has set me free, I am happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory, for Jesus has set me free.
Greet you in Jesus' name once again this morning, saints. Just before we open the word, let's come to a time of prayer, just to ask for the Lord's blessing. Father, how we desire your blessing upon this day. Father, not your blessing for the sake of any person, but your blessing that you may be glorified. Father, how we long that your word would be a lamp unto our feet. Father, we desire that it would be hidden manna to our souls. We desire that it would be angels' food, that Father would give us strength for the journey. Father, let it be a mirror that you may look in and ask yourself a question, where do we stand this day? Father, bless your people that have come this day. Won't you grant us grace that every soul, Father, would be an inner veil upon this day. That every soul could just be shut in with you. That, Father, we could enter into the secret place of the Most High. That, Father, we could have communion with you. That, Father, as we'd go from this place, may it be a better reflection of that which we've been gazing into upon this day. You bless the interpreter. Father, bless each office and the post of duty. Bless each of your people. Them that aren't here, do think of Brother George, Sister Leonard. Bless them. You watch over them. Father, anybody hasn't managed to come this day, we dedicate them into your hands. That your people gathering in Banbridge, Father, in Glengormley, Father, down in Cork, Father, across in Donegal, we pray your blessing. Wheresoever your people would gather. Be with us. Bless your word now, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Saints, let's open the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 30.
Exode 30.
We'll take our reading from there. Exodus 30 from verse 11.
À partir du verset 11.
And we'll take it down to verse 16.
Jusqu'au verset 16.
This is the Lord speaking to Moses when Moses was in the mount.
C'est le Seigneur parlant à Moïse sur la
montagne. And the Lord was revealing the tabernacle,
le Seigneur révélant le tabernacle
to Moses.
À Moïse.
And the Lord gets onto a very interesting thing that he tells Moses to do.
Dieu dit quelque chose de très intéressant
right
à Moïse.
In the midst of the instructions of how to build this tabernacle.
Des instructions sur comment construire le tabernacle.
It says from verse 11, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel, after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague amongst them, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, every one that passes among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. A half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. Every one that passes among them that are numbered, from 20 years old and above, shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they make an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel, and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord, to make an atonement for your souls. You may be seated. You know, it's quite a serious reading from the Word.
C'est une écriture sérieuse.
Just a couple of, just one announcement, please, if you wouldn't mind, right, just before we start.
Yeah, just,
just to announce, for in 2 weekends' time,
dans deux semaines,
that Saturday the 1st, Sunday the 2nd of December, we have Brother Brian Locke.
Le
he'll
premier
be passing
le
our way.
Il y aura Frère Brian Locke.
So we'll have a Saturday evening and a Sunday morning service.
Nous aurons un service samedi
Brother
dimanche.
Brian Locke from Glasgow.
Il est de Glasgow.
So that's in 2 weeks, not next weekend, but the weekend after.
Pas la semaine prochaine, la semaine
so let's pray
après.
That the Lord might speak to us.
Prions que le Seigneur nous parle.
This morning,
ce matin,
we wanted to have a look at this topic here.
Nous voulons prendre comme sujet,
taking it from the sanctuary. We've looked at the sanctuary before.
Nous avions regardé le
but there were certain parts of the sanctuary when we looked at it a couple of years back that we never ever got onto.
Il y avait des parties du sanctuaire que nous avons vu avant mais nous ne sommes plus jamais retournés.
And the sanctuary is the most incredible thing.
C'est la chose la plus,
when the Lord revealed it to Moses.
La plus étonnante.
God hid so much of his mind concerning redemption.
Dieu a placé tellement sa pensée dans la
in the sanctuary.
Dans le sanctuaire.
You know, we want to just look this morning at the sanctuary, but just looking at the foundation.
Nous voulons regarder ce matin le fondation.
We'll take it as a firm foundation.
Nous prendrons cela comme la fondation.
And this really shows how God's word
de la
fits
de
together
Dieu.
In perfection.
Que cela va dans la perfection.
We'll see that as we go.
Nous allons le voir.
So we're looking at the sanctuary.
Nous voyons le sanctuaire.
Just hold that verse where you are there in Exodus 30. We'll come back to it. But open Psalm 27.
Nous reviendrons à Exode. Ouvrez Psaume 27.
And let's just look what David said about the house of the Lord.
Qu'est-ce que David dit au sujet de la maison du Seigneur?
I know maybe he was saying in a slightly different context.
Il le disait dans un contexte.
But in Psalm 27, verse 4,
mais au verset 27,
he says something which is very applicable. He says, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." And friends, when you start to inquire after this tabernacle, you behold the beauty of the Lord. God has really hidden himself in these natural things. Because Moses was up on the mount, and God said, "Make me a sanctuary that I might dwell among the people of Israel." And he said, "According to all that I show you." After the pattern of the tabernacle, even so shall you make it. So everything inside of this tabernacle was made after the divine pattern. So there was a heavenly truth, a heavenly pattern which God was bringing down into this tabernacle. And you'll find in every aspect this tabernacle speaks of Christ. First and foremost, every shadow and type speaks of Christ. Secondarily, it speaks of the church. For example, the candlesticks. The candlesticks perfectly are Christ. He's the beaten gold. He's the light of the world. Secondarily, it's the church. It's
the church age.
And you'll find that in every type, you'll find firstly Christ, and then within Christ, like Eve was in Adam, you'll find the church is in the same type that you find of that.
So
you'll always find these levels of revelation within the tabernacle.
Dans le tabernacle.
So we want to get on to Exodus 30, just to take this as a beginning point.
Nous voulons rentrer dans Exode 30.
Moses, while building the tabernacle,
quand il construisait le tabernacle,
is going to take a census of the people. He's going to count the people.
Il va faire un recensement des gens.
And the Lord says to him in verse 12 there,
et dans verset 12, le Seigneur
when
dit,
you take the sum of the children of Israel,
quand tu dénombres les enfants d'Israël,
so when you count the children of Israel,
quand tu les comptes,
you don't count them like anybody else.
Tu ne les comptes pas comme, tout quiconque.
Because the only ones, he says, that should be counted.
Les seuls qui doivent être comptés.
He says, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord.
Alors chacun payera un prix de rachat pour son âme.
He says, you go among the children of Israel.
Il dit, va parmi les enfants
and you tell them, if they want to be numbered among the redeemed,
s'ils veulent être comptés parmi les rachetés,
if they want to be recorded in the books,
s'ils veulent être enregistrés dans le livre,
that they are the redeemed of the Lord,
ils sont les rachetés du Seigneur,
they've got to possess something.
Ils doivent posséder quelque chose.
They can't come empty-handed to be counted.
Ils peuvent pas venir les mains bredouilles pour
He says,
compter.
Every man must have a ransom for his soul unto the Lord.
Chacun doit avoir un rachat pour son âme.
When you number them, that there be no plague among them. And the Lord went on to say, let every one of them bring half a shekel, bring a shekel of silver.
D'argent.
And that is the ransom price that they must bring,
c'est le prix du rachat qu'ils doivent ramener,
so that their souls
pour que leurs âmes
may be redeemed before the Lord.
Devant le Seigneur.
So there was no one in the camp of Israel
il y avait personne dans
when
le
it came time to count
quand le temps du dénombrement
who
est venu,
were the real redeemed.
Qui était le vrai racheté.
Everybody who wanted to be counted among the redeemed
chacun qui voulait être compté parmi les rachetés,
had to hold in their personal possession,
ils devaient avoir en leur possession
this redemption price.
Ce prix de la rédemption.
They had to hold in their possession,
ils devaient avoir en leur possession
a shekel of silver.
Un cycle d'argent.
It wasn't an ordinary shekel of silver.
C'était pas un cycle d'argent
ordinaire. It was a shekel that had to be exactly the same weight
qui devait avoir le même poids
as the shekel of the sanctuary.
Celui du
so in the sanctuary there was a certain shekel that set the standard.
au sanctuaire, il y avait un modèle de cycle.
In the presence of God.
Dans la présence.
It had a certain weight. It was made in a certain way.
Il y avait, cela avait un certain poids.
And when Moses counted the people,
et quand Moïse
the Lord says,
gens,
"Don't count everybody.
Il dit, le Seigneur dit, ne compte
just
pas
count the people.
Compte seulement
that have the price of redemption.
Ceux qui ont le prix de la rédemption.
Those people.
Ceux-là.
So the Lord's trying to show us something there.
Il nous montre quelque chose.
So each of these people of Israel,
ces gens d'Israël,
they were to come to the Lord,
ils devaient venir au Seigneur,
and to pay a price
et payer un
that prix their souls could be redeemed.
Pour que leur âme soit rachetée.
So they were testifying in essence
ils montraient
that they needed to be redeemed.
Qu'ils avaient besoin d'être achetés.
There was a price to redeem them.
Qu'il y avait un prix pour être acheté.
They had been down in bondage in Egypt.
Ils étaient dans l'esclavage en Égypte.
They couldn't redeem themselves.
Ils pouvaient pas se racheter.
God had come down in grace.
Dieu est descendu dans sa grâce.
Had delivered them from the hands of their oppressors.
Et les a délivrés de la main des.
Look how the Lord says it in Jeremiah 31.
Dans Jérémie 31.
It says, "For the Lord has redeemed Jacob."
Parce que l'Éternel a racheté Jacob.
And ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he.
Il a racheté de la main de celui qui était plus.
Now that's a testimony of every believer.
C'est le témoignage de chaque croyant.
That Jehovah has ransomed you. Has purchased you. Has redeemed you. From the hand of him that was stronger than you. You couldn't get yourself free from your bondage. Those taskmasters of Egypt. Nicotine. The lusts of the flesh, alcoholism, pornography, all manner of sexual addictions, whatever it was, perversity, oppression, bondage. You were under someone that was stronger than you. Just as the sons of Jacob were. And Jehovah came down and personally redeemed them and set them free. Then he said, as a memorial of this, to each of you who really believe that you're redeemed, you bring the redemption money in your hand. You must have in your personal possession, individually, the purchase price of redemption. And this is to ransom your souls. And he says, if anybody doesn't have it, I'll visit a plague upon the people. So what is the Lord showing here?
Qu'est-ce qu'il nous montre?
That it's not enough.
C'est pas suffisant.
Just to be among the Exodus people.
Que d'être parmi les peuples.
It wasn't enough
autres.
Just to be in the camp of Israel.
C'était pas suffisant d'être dans le camp d'Israël.
You had to personally possess.
Tu devais posséder personnellement.
The divine requirement.
L'exigence divine.
You had to personally, as an individual,
individuellement,
have in your possession,
tu devais avoir en ta possession
that which Jehovah was requiring at that time.
Que Jehovah exigeait en
you see, this is very similar to the thought of the token.
C'est similaire au signe.
You might have been circumcised.
Tu peux avoir été
circoncis. It didn't count for anything.
Cela ne voulait
if you didn't dire. Have the shekel of redemption silver in your hand,
si tu n'avais pas l'argent de la rédemption en tes mains,
you got plagued with the rest of the people.
Tu pouvais jouer avec le reste des
and
gens.
The Lord says, I want to make a census now.
Et le Seigneur dit, je vais faire un
recensement. I want to count
maintenant.
Who's really the redeemed.
Je vais compter les vrais rachetés.
He says, don't count the heads of the people.
Ne comptez pas seulement les têtes des gens.
Count the ones that have the right thing in their possession.
Ceux qui ont la chose dans leur
and friends, that's exactly the same as us.
C'est la même chose pour nous.
You know, people think just to believe the message is enough. It's never
les gens
enough.
Croient que c'est suffisant de croire le message.
You've got to have the purchase price of redemption.
Tu dois avoir le prix de la
you've
rédemption.
Got to have faith
tu dois avoir la foi
in His redemption.
Dans sa
and that has to put something in you.
Et cela doit placer quelque chose
you have to have within your possession as an individual
tu dois avoir en ta possession en tant qu'individu.
That which you can say and know.
C'est que tu peux te pousser
like the scripture says.
Comme l'écriture dit,
I'll just try to find one scripture here. I don't know if I have it on here. Sorry, I'll just quickly look. I don't think I put it on here. I'll read you the scripture here. Ephesians 1 verse 7.
Ephésiens 1, 7.
Paul says, in whom we have redemption.
En lui, nous avons la rédemption.
Through his blood.
En son sang.
The forgiveness of sins.
Le pardon des péchés.
According to the riches of his grace.
Conformément à la richesse de sa
you
grâce.
See, whenever it speaks in the Bible of redemption,
tout ce, partout on parle dans
like
la Bible, la rédemption, comme Paul,
redemption has to be spoken of personally.
La rédemption est personnelle.
Paul says we have redemption.
Paul dit nous avons la rédemption.
We have it.
Nous avons.
And you, as believers,
et en tant que
we have to know that I have redemption.
Nous devons savoir que j'ai la rédemption.
Each of those people
chacun de ces
in
gens,
the camp of Israel at that time,
camp d'Israël en ce temps-là,
they had to be able to hold in their hand something that says I have redemption.
Ils devaient tenir dans leur main quelque chose qui leur dit
I have in my possession.
J'ai en ma possession.
That which has been required of Jehovah.
Ce qui a été
that my soul might be ransomed,
pour que mon âme soit rachetée,
that I be not visited by this plague.
Que je sois pas visité par les
so
plaies.
It was a personal possession.
C'était une possession personnelle.
Paul is showing us
Paul nous montre
that redemption,
que la redemption
is not a general thing.
C'est pas une chose,
it's not enough for us to believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world. That's fine. That's true.
C'est pas suffisant de croire que Jésus était mort pour
but
les
that
péchés.
Doesn't help you.
Mais
unless you believe Jesus died for my sin,
à moins que tu crois que Jésus était
personal
pour
redemption,
la redemption,
you are not yet counted among the redeemed.
Vous n'êtes pas encore compté parmi
redemption
eux.
Has to be a personal thing.
La rédemption doit être une chose personnelle.
And that's what the Lord was trying to show here.
C'est ce que le Seigneur nous montre.
He was saying everyone must come with this shekel of silver to purchase it's the ransom price to purchase redemption for their own soul.
Acheter la rédemption pour son âme.
So it was an individual thing.
C'était une chose individuelle.
Now to be accepted by God,
pour être accepté de Dieu,
you had to have this.
Vous deviez avoir
if you
ça.
Didn't have this, you weren't accepted by God.
Si vous n'aviez pas cela, vous n'étiez
no matter
pas
what
accepté.
You could say,
peu importe ce que tu
no matter the
dire,
knowledge that you had,
peu importe la connaissance que tu
no matter how much theology you knew,
peu importe la théologie
if
que
you
tu avais,
didn't have this
si
simple
tu n'avais
thing,
pas cette chose simple,
this silver coin of redemption,
cette pièce de rédemption,
you were not acceptable before God.
Tu n'étais pas acceptable devant
friend,
Dieu.
It's not religion that gets us saved.
C'est pas quelque chose.
It's not our good works that gets us anywhere with God.
C'est pas nos œuvres qui nous
amènent. It's not our sincerity.
C'est pas notre sincérité.
It's not the resolutions that we make.
C'est pas des résolutions.
It's not the tears that we cry.
C'est pas les larmes.
It's not how much we beat the chair when we pray.
C'est pas combien de fois nous tapons la chair quand
Jehovah has a requirement.
Dieu a une exigence.
And you've got to meet that requirement.
Et tu dois répondre à cette
for your soul to be numbered amongst them that are ransomed.
Que ton âme soit comptée parmi ceux qui sont rachetés.
Make sure you meet this requirement.
Sois sûr que tu rencontres.
That's what God is trying to show the people here.
C'est ce que Dieu montre aux gens ici.
Because salvation is by redemption.
C'est par rédemption.
There's no salvation outside of redemption.
Il y a pas de salut en dehors de la rédemption.
Someone had to pay the price for us.
Quelqu'un doit payer le prix pour nous.
Somebody had to pay the price.
Quelqu'un devait payer le prix.
And to be accepted by God,
et pour être accepté de Dieu,
the only grounds is redemption. It's not religion.
C'est pas la religion.
Like I say, it's not your genealogy.
C'est pas votre généalogie.
You might have said, I am born of the tribe of Levi.
Je suis né dans la tribu de Lévi.
Oh, Moses is my father.
Oh, Moïse, c'est mon
that
père.
Meant nothing.
Cela ne
Jehovah said, I don't care about your genealogy.
Cela doit venir en
salvation is not based on who you are in the flesh.
Cela ne se compte pas qui tu es
even
la chair.
Moses himself had to bring the shekel of silver.
Même Moïse lui-même devait amener la pièce.
The requirement was the same for everybody.
L'exigence était la même
for
la même.
Anybody to be counted in the records of the redeemed.
Pour quiconque d'être compté dans les livres.
You had to personally meet this requirement.
Tu devais amener personnellement.
And everyone had to meet the same requirement.
Et chacun devait répondre à l'exigence.
The rich had to pay the same as the poor.
Les riches et les pauvres devaient payer le même.
The man with the big position in the tabernacle had to pay the same as the nobodies.
L'homme élevé dans le tabernacle devait payer.
God is no respecter of persons.
Dieu ne tient pas.
Doesn't matter how long we claim to have known whatever we know.
Peu importe combien de temps nous savons ce
make
que
sure
savons.
You have in your personal possession
sois sûr que tu possèdes
the requirement for redemption.
L'exigence pour la rédemption.
That's what he's trying to teach here in the scripture.
C'est ce qu'ils essaient de nous montrer dans les écritures.
The rest of the people,
le reste
no matter
gens,
how sincere they were,
peu importe combien ils étaient
if
sincères,
they didn't obey this simple instruction,
s'ils n'obéissaient pas à cette instruction simple,
they were plagued with a plague.
Ils allaient être frappés.
They were separated from God.
Ils étaient séparés de
they
Dieu.
Were not recorded
ils n'étaient pas
in the records of the redeemed.
Dans les livres des rachetés.
When the roll call is taken, they aren't going to be there.
Quand, oh, sorry.
When the roll call is taken,
quand on sonnera de la trompette,
we sing the song. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Nous chantons, quand on sonnera la trompette,
let's make sure it's not just a song.
C'était pas seulement une
let's
chanson.
Make sure we in our bosom, in our heart,
soyons
possess today
à l'intérieur de nous-mêmes, nous serons
the purchase price of redemption,
nous possédons le prix
which is
par
the blood of Christ.
Qui est le sang de Christ.
And how do you know you've had the blood applied?
Combien savez-vous que vous avez
because
le sang
his life is in his blood.
Parce que sa vie se trouve dans
so
son
his
sang.
Life has to be in you.
Sa vie doit
you
être
have
en
to be able to say
vous devez être capable de dire,
the life that I now live
la vie
like
que je
Paul
vis
said
maintenant, comme Paul dit,
the life that I now live I live by the faith of the Son of God.
La vie que je vis maintenant, c'est par la grâce
this wasn't a theory
c'était pas une
this
théorie.
Was very practical
c'était très pratique.
This was a division
c'était une division
among the in the camp of Israel.
Dans le camp d'Israël,
there were those who possessed the price of redemption.
Il y avait ceux qui possédaient le prix de la rédemption.
And there were those who didn't.
Et ceux qui n'en avaient pas.
Yet they all believed in Moses.
Peu importe combien
they all
Moïse.
Went through the Red Sea.
Ils tous, ils ont
they all
la
ate the manna.
Ils ont tous mangé la manne.
Friends, it's a very serious thought.
C'est une pensée très sérieuse
that the Lord put in His word here.
Que le Seigneur a placé dans sa
He
parole.
Was really trying to teach us something.
Ils essayaient de nous montrer.
You know, the people came to Jesus
les gens sont venus à Jésus
and said, we are Abraham's seed.
Il dit, nous sommes la semence d'Abraham.
And Jesus said, that counts nothing.
Jésus dit, cela ne veut rien dire.
Many of Abraham's seed died in the wilderness. And they lost.
Beaucoup de semences d'Abraham sont morts dans les
the
déserts.
Woman at the well said,
la femme au
we have Jacob for our father.
Nous, Jacob est
you
notre
see, we
père.
Want to base our salvation on something.
Nous ne devons pas baser notre salut sur quelque
but friends,
chose.
That's not the divine standard.
C'est pas les standards
the
de
divine
Dieu.
Standard in this day
les standards de Dieu dans
was
ce
found
temps.
In the sanctuary.
C'était dans le
sanctuary. In the presence of God.
Dans la présence de
there
Dieu.
Was the shekel of the sanctuary.
Il y avait le shekel, le
and if you wanted to know whether you were meeting the
si,
price had been met.
Si vous voulez être sûr que vous êtes rencontré les exigences,
you had to take your shekel
vous devriez prendre votre
and measure it against the shekel that was in the sanctuary.
Et les comparer au cycle du sanctuaire.
And if they matched,
si ils étaient s'accordés,
Jehovah said you're redeemed.
Jehovah savait que
you
tu
see, judgment begins in the house of God.
Le jugement commence dans la maison
the true
de Dieu.
Standard of our salvation
le standard correct de notre salut.
Is not in our imagination.
C'est pas dans notre imagination.
It's in God's word.
C'est dans la parole.
We've got to match our experience with God's word.
Nous devons comparer notre expérience avec la parole de Dieu.
We can use any other measure of other standards that we want.
Nous pouvons utiliser n'importe quel étalon.
But the Lord said no.
Mais le Seigneur dit non.
This shekel that you pay
c'est le cycle que vous payez
must be according to the shekel of the sanctuary.
Doit s'accorder au cycle du
I sanctuary. Have set a divine standard.
J'ai mis un étalon.
And for anybody to be redeemed,
pour que qui que ce soit racheté,
they have to personally meet that requirement.
Ils doivent répondre à cette exigence.
That's what he was trying to show us here.
C'est ce qu'il essaie de nous montrer ici.
Now, the prophet says in the message, in his presence.
Dans le message, dans sa
he
présence,
says, in his presence,
il dit, dans sa présence,
men count themselves as sinners.
Les gens se considèrent eux-mêmes comme pécheurs.
You see, only when you get into his presence
et seulement quand tu entres dans sa
can
présence,
you really judge with the right judgment.
Peux-tu maintenant juger du bon jugement?
Remember Daniel Curry.
Rappelez-vous de Daniel,
Daniel
Curry.
Curry was a great evangelist.
Daniel Curry était un grand
evangeliste.
He led
many people to Christ.
Il avait amené beaucoup de gens à Christ.
And then he dreamt and he got to the gates.
Il rêva qu'il était au portail.
And there was the recording angel there.
Il y avait l'ange avec le livre.
And Daniel Curry said, please let me come in.
Et Daniel lui a demandé, puis-je entrer?
I was an evangelist.
J'étais un évangéliste.
And they opened the records.
Ils ont ouvert le livre.
And there was no Daniel Curry there.
Il n'y avait pas le nom de Daniel Curry.
And Daniel Curry said, but I led people to Christ.
Il dit, mais j'ai amené beaucoup de gens à Christ.
And the recording angel says, but you're not recorded in the records
l'ange
of the redeemed.
Tu n'es pas dans le livre.
And then Daniel Curry said, but what can I do?
Et Daniel Curry a dit, qu'est-ce que je peux faire?
And the recording angel says, you can appeal your case to the white throne judgment.
Et lui dit, tu peux faire un recours au trône blanc.
And then Daniel Curry says, well, if that's all that I can do, then I'll have to do that.
Et Daniel dit, c'est tout ce que je peux faire et je
and
dois
Daniel
le faire.
Curry found himself going through time and space.
Il est allé dans le temps et dans l'espace.
Then he started to come into the presence of a great light.
Il est entré dans la présence de la grande lumière.
And the deeper he went into this light,
et il est entré profondément dans sa
the
présence.
More realized what he had asked.
Plus il entrait, plus
to stand before the throne of God's justice.
De tenir devant le trône de la justice.
And he got
de
there and then he, something stopped him.
Il y est arrivé quelque
and
chose
the voice came from the light
et la voix est sortie de la
and
lumière.
Said, who stands before the throne of my justice?
Il dit, qui est celui-là qui se tient devant
and
le
he
trône
said,
de ma
Daniel
justice?
Curry was an evangelist.
Il dit, je suis Daniel Curry, j'étais
and he
evangelist.
Says, do you want to be judged by my justice?
Il dit, veux-tu être jugé par ma justice?
He says, Daniel Curry.
Il dit Daniel Curry.
When you were on earth,
quand tu étais sur terre,
did you ever lie?
As-tu jamais menti?
And Daniel Curry says, I used to think
il dit, j'ai pensé
I was quite a good man.
Que j'étais une bonne
but when
personne.
I got in the presence of that great light,
quand je suis arrivé dans la présence de cette grande lumière,
I realized I was a liar.
J'ai réalisé que j'étais un menteur.
I said, yes, I've lied.
Il dit, oui, j'ai menti.
And says, Daniel Curry,
il lui demande, Daniel Curry,
did you ever steal?
As-tu jamais volé?
And Daniel Curry said, I thought I'd been quite a righteous man.
J'ai pensé que j'étais un homme
but in the presence of that great light,
mais dans la présence de cette grande lumière,
I realized there were things I'd done that weren't honest.
J'ai regardé aux choses que j'avais fait de
and I said, yes, I stole.
Il dit, oui, j'ai volé.
And he says, and I was, he says, every bone in my body was shaking.
Il dit, chaque os dans mon corps tremblait.
And I was just waiting for that voice to say,
j'attendais que cette voix me dise,
depart from me.
Quitte
into the
moi.
Fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Va dans les feux préparés pour le diable et ses anges.
He says, and I was waiting.
Il dit, j'attendais.
He says, and then I heard the sweetest voice.
Mais j'ai entendu une voix très douce.
And I turned and I looked around.
Et j'ai regardé, j'ai
and
dit,
there was Jesus.
Et il y avait Jésus.
And he said, Father,
il dit, Père,
Daniel Curry, when he was on earth,
quand il était sur terre,
he was never perfect.
Il n'était pas parfait.
But he stood for me.
Mais il s'était tenu
so
pour
now,
moi.
Father, I stand for him.
Je prends position.
Take all his debt.
Prends toutes ses dettes.
Put it on my account.
Mets-les sur mon compte.
You see, when we get into the presence of God, friends,
quand nous entrons dans la présence de Dieu,
that's when we start to realize who we really are.
C'est là que nous réalisons qui nous
here's
sommes
the shekel of the tabernacle,
comme
the sanctuary.
Le cycle du sanctuaire.
You see, God has a standard, friends.
Dieu a un étalon.
God has a standard
Dieu a un étalon
for redemption.
Pour la rédemption.
There's a certain price has to be paid.
Il y a un prix à être payé.
And you and I have to personally possess
toi et moi,
and be able to show that we have that which is required.
Et montrer que nous possédons ce qui est exigé.
And it's only when you would come into the sanctuary,
et seulement quand vous entrez dans
that's when you could take your shekel out of your pocket,
c'est là que vous prenez votre
shekel, in the presence of Jehovah,
dans la présence de
Jehovah, and be able to match your one against the standard.
Et être à mesure de les comparer avec l'étalon.
Friends, Catholicism isn't the standard.
Il dit, le catholicisme,
Protestantism isn't the standard.
Le protestantisme n'est pas l'étalon.
God has a standard.
Dieu a un étalon.
And every single one of us have to look in the mirror of God's word.
Et chacun de nous doit se regarder
and see
dans
what does it say in the sanctuary?
Si cela
what does God's presence say
si c'est dans la
about
de
the
Dieu,
requirement for my soul to be ransomed?
Au sujet de la rédemption de
if
mon
I'm
âme.
Expecting to be numbered in the redeemed,
Israël croyait être compté parmi
when the role is called up yonder,
quand l'appel sera
what is my expectation based on today?
Mon espoir est basé sur quoi aujourd'hui?
Is it based upon my own human understanding of whatever standard it is?
Il est basé sur ma compréhension.
Remember Adam and Eve.
N'importe quel étendard.
When Adam and Eve sinned,
quand Adam et Ève ont péché,
they made a false standard.
Ils ont mis un
they thought
mauvais
I can
étendard.
Cover myself with fig leaves.
Ils
I'll be okay.
Couvert de feuilles de figuier.
And that was fine.
C'était bien.
Until they came into the presence of
jusqu'à
God.
Ce qu'ils ont entré dans la présence
and then
du
the
Seigneur.
Voice of God came walking one day.
La voix du Seigneur
and said, Adam, where are you?
Il dit, Adam, où es-tu?
And they looked now at their standard which
alors,
they were trusting in.
À leur étalon,
and now there was the shekel of the sanctuary there.
Là, il y avait le cycle
now
du
there
sanctuaire,
was the divine requirement.
Et il y avait l'exigence divine.
And when they looked at what they were trusting in,
quand ils ont regardé
in the light of what Jehovah was requiring,
à la lumière de l'exigence de Dieu,
they realized they were finished without grace.
Ils ont réalisé qu'ils étaient finis
and
sans
in
grâce.
God's grace,
mais la grâce de
Jehovah
Dieu,
had to slay a lamb.
Il devait immoler un agneau.
The blood had to be shed.
Le sang devait être
then Jehovah said, take off those fig leaves. And he clothed them in the divine requirement.
Et il les a revêtus
he clothed them in the
divine.
Sacrifice.
Il les a revêtus du sacrifice.
And friends, that's a very important point.
Et c'est un point très important.
When you speak to people about their souls,
quand tu leur parles,
so many people are trusting in so many things.
Les gens croient en beaucoup de choses.
The song says, risk not your soul.
La chanson
it
dit,
is precious indeed.
Cela est précieux.
Make sure that you have in your possession by faith.
Sois sûr que vous avez votre
through
possession
grace,
par la foi, au travers de la grâce.
The required price.
Le prix exigé.
And what is the required price?
Et quel est le prix
Peter
exigé?
Uses this example. Look what
Pierre
he says.
Utilise cet exemple.
He says, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed
vous n'aviez pas été rachetés
with corruptible things as silver and gold.
Avec des choses corruptibles comme l'or et l'argent.
Verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ.
Mais par le sang précieux de Christ.
As of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
Comme un agneau immolé et sans reproche.
But God was trying to show that in those shadows and types of the Old Testament.
Dieu montrait au travers des types de l'Ancien Testament.
That we've got to make sure.
Que nous devons être sûrs.
That the redemption that we're hoping for
que la rédemption
is in our possession.
Nous la possédons.
Because there's a divine requirement.
Parce que c'est une exigence divine.
And we've got to make sure that we've met that requirement.
Et nous devons être sûrs que nous
and God met it for us in the person of Jesus Christ.
Et Dieu a fait cela dans la personne
but
de
unless
Christ.
We personally possess that as a personal possession,
mais à moins que nous les possédons personnellement,
in humility,
dans l'humilité,
in faith,
dans la foi,
unless we personally possess
à moins que
that he died for me,
qu'il était mort
it
pour
was
moi.
For my sins he died.
C'était pour mes péchés qu'il était mort.
Because a general redemption doesn't save you.
Parce qu'une rédemption générale ne te sauve pas.
It's an individual requirement.
C'est une exigence
to each individuelle and every one of us.
À chacun individuellement.
Now look what it says in Exodus 38.
Exode 38.
Then now the Lord said, take now this redemption silver. The shekels. Verse 27. So they took all the 500 and something thousand men above the age of 20 in the camp of Israel who had to pay this price. They took those silver shekels, they melted them down.
Ils ont pris ces étalons d'argent et les ont fondus.
And it came to just over 100 talents of silver. It was a lot of silver.
Cela a donné 100 talents d'argent.
And the Lord says, take now that redemption price.
Il dit, prends maintenant ce prix de rédemption.
Says, and of the 100 talents of silver,
c'était à peu près 100 talents
d'argent. Were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil. I'll show you where these sockets were. It's here. You see? It's like the foundation of the tabernacle.
C'est la fondation du tabernacle.
There were boards which they used, covered in gold to make the sides.
C'était couvert de d'or.
And they covered them with skins and embroidery work.
Et il était couvert de peau.
But the entire foundation of the sanctuary was silver.
Mais toute la fondation était d'argent.
It was taken from this ransom price.
Cela était pris du prix
was melted down.
Cela était fondu.
They made 100 of these sockets.
Ils ont fait des centaines de ces sockets.
And they placed the boards which made the walls of the sanctuary inside of these sockets.
Ils ont placé les fondements du
sanctuaire. What is the Lord showing there?
Qu'est-ce que le Seigneur montre ici?
The whole foundation of worship is redemption.
Toute la fondation de l'adoration,
the whole of this worship system of Israel.
Tout ce système d'adoration d'Israël.
The foundation was redemption.
La fondation, c'est la rédemption.
It was a redemption price.
C'était un prix de rédemption.
That each of the children of Israel had personally accepted.
Que chacun des enfants d'Israël avait accepté.
I need to be redeemed.
Je veux être racheté.
And they presented that redemption price.
Ils ont présenté ce prix de la rédemption.
And then they took the sum of all those silver coins, melted them down.
Ils ont pris tout cela et l'ont fondu.
And from there.
Et de là.
They made the foundation for the tabernacle.
Ils ont établi le fondement du tabernacle.
My friends, that foundation will never change.
Ce fondement ne va jamais changer.
For other foundation can no man lay.
Parce que chaque
then that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ,
aucune autre fondation ne peut tenir à part
the foundation
la fondation
of your hope today
de votre espoir aujourd'hui
has to be the redemptive work of Christ.
Cela doit être l'œuvre
redemptrice. It has to be the blood of the Lamb.
Ça doit être le sang de l'agneau.
It has to be the finished work of Calvary.
Ça doit être l'œuvre achevée du
Calvaire. Otherwise, you're building on a false foundation.
Sinon, tu construis sur une mauvaise
fondation. You're building on sinking sand.
Tu construis sur du sable mouvant.
When the storms of life come.
Quand les tempêtes de la vie
if you're not built on this revelation, this rock,
si tu n'es pas construit sur ce rock, cette
of redemption,
de la rédemption,
the storms of life, they find you out.
Et cela va vous trouver.
And friends, when the hot winds of judgment blow,
quand les vents chauds de jugement
and you
souffler,
and I have to stand in the presence of God to give an account
et que toi et moi nous devons rendre des
comptes of the deeds
de
done in the body,
des choses que nous avions fait.
Unless we built on this silver foundation of redemption,
que nous ayons construit sur ce fondement d'argent,
a redemption price that has been paid,
le prix de la rédemption qui a été
to
payé,
ransom and redeem our souls
pour nous racheter nos âmes,
from he that was stronger than us,
parce que celui qui était plus fort que nous.
There's going to be great disappointments at the judgment.
Il y aura une grande déception au jugement.
Now let's not forget those people with the coins.
Rappelez-vous ces gens avec ces pièces.
You couldn't pay for somebody else.
Tu pouvais pas payer pour quelqu'un d'autre.
You could just pay for yourself.
Ils pouvaient payer seulement pour
you lui-même. Can't pay for your children.
Tu peux pas payer pour
they
tes
must
enfants.
Possess the same.
Ils devaient posséder le
price
même
of redemption to ransom their souls.
Prix de la rédemption pour acheter leur
you
âme.
May be the children of the prophets.
Peut-être
that means nothing.
Être un fils du prophète, ça n'a pas
you may
sens.
Be the children of the big men of the camp. That means nothing
les
in the eyes of God.
Grandes personnes dans les camps, cela n'a
every
rien
single
Dieu.
One had to possess themselves.
Chacun d'eux devait posséder
the divine requirement for redemption.
L'exigence divine de la rédemption.
And God by grace,
et Dieu par la grâce,
he ministers that to us.
Il a pourvu cela.
Because the Bible says you are saved by faith.
Parce que la Bible dit vous êtes sauvés par
and
la
that
foi.
By grace, it's God's grace.
Et cela par la grâce de Dieu.
It's a gift of God.
C'est un don de Dieu.
So you've got to, we've got to humble ourselves, friends.
Nous devons nous humilier.
When God is dealing with our souls,
quand Dieu regarde
when he is showing us the way of redemption,
quand il nous montre la voie de la rédemption,
we've got to humble ourselves.
Nous devons nous
we've
humilier.
Got to go God's provided way.
Nous devons aller par la
because
voie
God has
par
only
Dieu.
One provided way for anything.
Parce que Dieu a une seule voie
and
pour
anything else you try to offer at that time for the ransom of your soul was disqualified before the Lord. You might have said, I don't want to offer a silver coin, I want to offer gold. Gold's better than silver. No, the requirement was a silver shekel. A silver shekel. And that
d'argent.
Silver shekel had to match the one that was in the sanctuary.
Cycle d'argent devait être conforme à celui du
tabernacle. It had to be exactly
cela devait être exactement
the standard that God had set.
L'étendard, l'étalon que Dieu avait établi.
And friends, let's not base our salvation on anything else.
Ne basons pas notre foi, notre salut sur
because
quelque chose
nothing
d'autre.
Else will stand.
Parce que rien d'autre ne va tenir.
You may feel okay when you're out of the presence of God.
Vous pouvez venir dans
but when your soul starts drawing near to judgment,
mais si votre âme dans le jugement,
you'll start to realize
vous allez commencer
I don't
à
possess in my personal possession
que j'ai pas à ma possession.
That which is Jehovah's requirement.
Ce qui était l'exigence
and
de
the
Dieu.
Lord says to those who don't have this, don't redeem dit, their souls with
ceux,
this.
Ceux qui n'ont pas ceci pour acheter leurs âmes,
required price,
ce prix exigé,
the plagues will get them.
Les plaies vont tomber.
And friends, you may be in the message.
Tu peux être dans
you
le
may
message.
Sit in a message church.
Tu peux être dans une église
but unless
message,
you have this in you,
mais à moins que tu aies cela
which is
toi,
the token himself, Christ himself,
le signe lui-même, Jésus lui-même,
the plagues will get you.
Les plaies
the
vont
plagues of this day, the insanity,
les plaies
the immorality,
de cette année, l'immoralité,
all these things from Hollywood, whatsoever has been spewed forth from hell, friends.
Toutes ces choses de l'enfer.
These plagues that are being visited upon this generation.
Ces plaies qui visitent cette génération.
You have no defense.
Nous n'avons aucune défense.
Because your enemy is stronger than you.
Parce que l'ennemi est plus fort que nous.
But if you just put your trust.
Parce que, mais seulement si tu places ton, ta foi.
And acknowledge like they did.
Et tu reconnais comme ils ont fait.
I need redemption.
Que j'ai besoin de la rédemption.
And you just went, it was just about 15 cents. It was not much.
C'était un peu d'argent,
15 cents.
Cents
and anybody could afford it, friends.
Chacun pouvait le faire.
God didn't make it difficult for people to get.
Dieu n'avait pas fait cela difficile pour les gens d'attraper cela.
But God wanted people to look.
Mais Dieu veut que les gens
and
regardent.
Say, I was in bondage.
Que je suis
I
dans
needed redemption.
Je veux la rédemption.
And Jehovah,
et Jehovah
he redeemed my soul.
Il veut arracheter
and
mon
he's
âme.
Asked me to keep this simple thing. Simple
il me
thing.
Demande seulement de donner cette chose simple.
In my possession.
En ma possession.
Present it to him.
Le présenter à lui.
And he'll say, "You're one of the redeemed."
Et dit, maintenant tu es racheté.
Enter in.
Entre.
The way has been made open for you.
La voie est ouverte pour
so they took these and they made these silver sockets.
Ils ont pris cela et fait un fondement d'argent.
In the sanctuary.
Dans le sanctuaire.
That's the thing. So all of the tabernacle rested on silver.
Tout le tabernacle se reposait sur de l'argent.
And silver speaks of redemption.
Et le
Jesus was sold for 30 pieces of silver.
Jésus a été vendu pour
Joseph was sold
d'argent.
For 20 pieces of silver.
Joseph a été vendu pour 20 pièces d'argent.
It's a purchase price.
C'est un prix de rachat.
And friends, there was a purchase price for you and I.
C'est un prix de, il y a un prix d'achat pour
and
toi
it's not
aussi.
Silver and gold.
Et c'est pas leur
it's the precious blood of the Lamb.
C'est la, le,
and we've got to make sure that by faith we appropriate that to ourselves.
Nous devons être sûrs que par la foi nous
that we allow him
que nous
because faith
que
cometh by hearing.
Que la voix, la foi vient
that we allow the Spirit of God to persuade us sufficiently.
Nous avons besoin que l'Esprit de Dieu nous persuade
contrary to our traditions.
Contrairement à notre
contrary tradition, to our own intellectual understanding.
Contrairement à notre intellectuel.
But let the Holy Ghost deal with you through his word.
Que le Saint-Esprit traite avec toi tout
until you can say inside of yourself,
jusqu'à ce que tu dises en
toi-même, I know for myself
que je sais de par moi-même
that I've been redeemed.
Que j'ai été racheté.
I have something in my possession that I never had before.
Je possède quelque chose que je n'avais pas avant.
Which I received by faith.
Que j'ai reçu par la foi.
In the finished work that he paid for me.
Dans le travail accompli qu'il
and
avait
that is
fait
the
pour
resting
moi.
Place of somebody's soul.
C'est le lieu de repos pour l'âme de
so
quelqu'un.
This entire Jewish system here.
Tout ce système
religious system was built on the foundation of redemption. Now what did that include? God says, I want to dwell among them. So for God to dwell among his people, and don't forget, as Gentiles now, you are the tabernacle.
Tu es le tabernacle.
You are the temple of the
tu es le temple de Dieu.
So if you want him to dwell in you,
si tu veux qu'il habite en toi,
you've got to be built on the right foundation.
Tu dois être bâti sur cette fondation.
Completely built on redemption.
Complètement bâti sur la rédemption.
What else was in this religious system?
Qu'est-ce qui était aussi dans
man cette could approach unto God.
Dieu pouvait venir,
man could come to approach unto God who dwelt at the mercy seat.
Dieu pouvait venir à Dieu qui habitait
the
dans
entire foundation of approaching to God was built on redemption.
La fondation entière c'était sur la rédemption.
Your worship,
l'adoration,
the priestly service,
les services,
the service that we're offering to the Lord,
les services que nous offrons.
It's got to be built on the right foundations, otherwise it's unacceptable to God.
Cela doit être bâti sur les bonnes fondations.
You've got to be trusting in nothing else.
Nous ne devons croire à rien d'autre.
In the redemptive work of Christ.
Dans
that is your trust.
C'est notre
that is your
foi.
Possession.
C'est notre possession.
That is your foundation.
C'est notre fondation.
And all of your worship,
et tout ton
all of your service,
tout ton service,
your approach
ton
to the mercy seat, everything that you do,
tout ce que tu fais,
it's got to be built on that foundation.
Doit être bâti sur cette
otherwise,
fondation.
It's just emotion, friends.
Sinon, c'est de l'émotion.
It doesn't get you anywhere, really.
Cela ne t'amène nulle part.
It doesn't achieve anything in the heavenly kingdom.
Cela ne produit rien dans le royaume.
It's not religion that gets you there.
C'est pas la religion
it's redemption that gets
c'est la rédemption
you there.
Qui t'amène
because
là-bas.
Salvation is through redemption.
Le salut par
and redemption requires a price for you to be
ransomed.
And we were ransomed, purchased by the blood of Christ.
Nous avons été rachetés par le sang de Christ.
And that is why water baptism
c'est pourquoi par les eaux du
baptême, is when you testify to people,
vous témoignez aux gens,
I've got the silver shekel.
Que j'ai le sicle
d'argent. I've received Christ.
J'ai reçu Christ.
I've received redemption for myself.
J'ai reçu la rédemption.
Now I want to show people publicly, I've got something I didn't have before.
Maintenant, je vais montrer publiquement que j'ai quelque chose que je n'avais pas
avant. I've believed the good report.
Je crois le bon rapport.
I've repented.
Je me suis repenti.
By faith,
par la foi,
I possess something in me.
Je possède quelque chose.
Salvation through redemption.
Le salut par la rédemption.
Peace with God.
La paix.
Forgiveness of sin.
Le pardon des péchés.
A sure foundation.
Une fondation.
And that's why Paul said that no man build on any other foundation.
C'est pourquoi je crois que l'homme ne peut construire
than
rien.
That which has already been laid.
Personne ne peut plus poser notre
which
fondation.
Is the work of Christ, friends.
Celui qui a été posé
he
à
says if you
Jésus
build
Christ,
wood, hay, and stubble on that foundation.
Il dit, sorry.
If you build using wood or hay or stubble,
si vous utilisez les bois pour construire sur les fondements,
it says that day we'll try it and find it out.
Il dit, ce jour-là, nous allons voir.
It'll be consumed.
Cela va être consumé.
But if you build on that foundation gold and precious stones,
si vous sur ces fondements vous utilisez des pierres précieuses pour bâtir,
you're going to meet your reward.
Vous allez avoir votre récompense.
But we've got to build on the right foundation.
Nous devons bâtir sur les vrais fondements.
And that's the foundation of the worship of Israel.
C'était cela la fondation de l'adoration d'Israël.
Redemption.
C'était la rédemption.
The dwelling place of Jehovah.
Le lieu d'habitation de
was
Jehovah
built on the foundation of atonement.
Était basé sur la fondation
ransom of the soul.
Du rachat de l'âme.
And God wanted to make it clear right from the beginning.
Dieu veut le rendre clair dès le commencement.
When he said, you build me at a sanctuary.
Il dit,
that I might live among my people.
Je vivrai parmi
but
mon
make
peuple,
sure it's built on the right foundation.
Mais soyez sûr que les fondations
it's
bon.
Got to be built right.
Cela doit être construit.
So that entire structure,
toute la structure
was built
était construite
on the redemption price.
Sur le prix de la rédemption.
And it's the same as your structure, friends.
C'est la même chose avec votre structure,
your worship,
votre adoration,
your Christian life,
votre vie chrétienne.
Make sure it's built on the right thing.
Soyez sûr qu'elle est construite sur la bonne chose.
Now let's turn it around a little bit.
Regardons
just to show that God is the same.
Pour montrer que Dieu est
this
le même.
Principle always stays the same.
Ces principes restent toujours les mêmes.
When Solomon came now,
quand Salomon est venu,
and the tabernacle was done away with, and it was now time to build the temple.
Que c'était le moment maintenant de construire le temple.
It was the same principle.
Il y avait un principe.
What was the temple built on?
Qu'est-ce que le temple, sur quoi le temple était-il construit?
The temple was built on the rock.
Il était construit sur du roc.
It was built on Mount Moriah.
Sur le mont Morija.
That's where he was told to build.
C'est là qu'on lui a demandé.
Let's look in 2 Chronicles chapter 3. Look what it says about where the temple was built, the foundation of the temple.
Voyons le fondement du temple.
2 Chronicles 3, it says, Then Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah. Now to a believer,
pour nous croyants,
straight away you start to see, yeah,
vous commencez à voir,
God knew
Dieu savait
the right place
le bon endroit
to build the house of redemption.
Pour construire la,
it was built on Mount Moriah.
C'était sur le mont Morija.
And this was a place where the Lord appeared unto David, it says.
C'est le lieu où Dieu avait apparu à David.
In the place David prepared in the threshing floor. We'll see that as we go. But Mount Moriah, why?
Pourquoi le mont Morija?
Why build it there?
Pourquoi là-bas?
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because Mount Moriah, friends.
Parce que le mont Morija,
it's a rock.
C'est un rocher.
And this is the rock of redemption.
Et ceci est le rocher de la
because
rédemption.
When we go back in the shadows and types of the Bible,
parce que si nous rentrons au type aux ombres de la Bible,
we meet it in Genesis 22.
Nous le trouvons dans Genèse 22.
Genesis 22.
Genèse 22.
When the Lord appeared to Abraham,
quand Dieu apparaît
in
à Abraham,
one of the greatest types
dans l'un des plus
of redemption in the Old Testament.
Dans la rédemption dans l'Ancien
Testament. Remember, Abraham said,
rappelez-vous, Abraham a dit,
Jesus said, Abraham saw my day.
Jésus a dit, Abraham a vu mon
and
jour.
He rejoiced.
Et il s'était réjoui.
Friends, when Jesus was speaking to them on the way to Emmaus,
quand Jésus leur parlait,
it said, starting with Moses, Genesis,
il
the first
Genèse,
five books, and going through all of the prophets,
Dieu avait regardé au travers de tous les
prophètes, he expounded to them the scriptures concerning himself.
Il avait placé les écritures concernant
and Genesis lui-même. 22 would have been one of the major ones.
Et Genèse 22, c'est l'un des
because
des
in verse 1, Abraham is tempted by God.
Parce que en verset 1, Abraham est
this was a great test for Abraham.
C'était un grand test pour Abraham.
This was a great ordeal.
C'était un grand ordre.
Abraham had been through many things.
Abraham a traversé beaucoup de choses.
But he had waited for his son Isaac.
Mais il attendait son fils
25
Isaac,
years.
25 ans.
This was the son of his old age.
C'était un enfant de vieillesse.
This was his only begotten son.
C'était son fils
the son
unique,
of the promise.
Le fils de la promesse.
Ishmael was the son of doubt.
Israël, c'était, Ismaël, c'était
this
un enfant
was
du
the
doute.
Son of promise.
C'est lui, c'était un enfant de promesse.
And when the Lord said to Abraham,
quand Dieu dit à Abraham,
take now your son, verse 2, thine only son Isaac whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah.
Amen.
And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I'll tell thee. Hey, right from the beginning when redemption's being revealed.
Juste au commencement, la rédemption a été révélée.
Something's going to take place at Moriah.
Quelque chose a pris place à Morija.
So, Abraham rises up early in the morning. He gets everything ready and he goes to the place. And 3 days' journey, he looks up. Verse 5. Abraham said to the young men, you stay here. Verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. Friends, what a type of Calvary.
Quel type du calvaire.
Imagine the feeling of the father.
Les sensations du père.
He had waited so long for this son.
Il avait longtemps attendu ce
this
fils.
Was his only son.
C'était son seul.
There had never been a son like this to Abraham.
Il n'a jamais eu un fils comme celui-ci.
This was a great ordeal. Inside of himself.
C'était une grande bataille en lui-même.
Because the requirement of Jehovah said, this son must die.
Parce que l'exigence de Jéhovah disait que cet enfant doit
to mourir. Please Jehovah, this son must die.
Pour que Dieu soit content, cet
friends,
enfant
it's such
mourir.
A type of the father.
C'est un type du père.
Looking down at his only begotten son, Jesus.
Regardant son fils unique, Jésus.
Says, this is my son.
Il dit, c'est lui, c'est
in whom
fils.
I'm well pleased.
En qui je suis content.
But in you, this is the masterpiece.
Mais celui-ci est le chef-d'œuvre.
But the masterpiece is going to have to be smitten.
Il doit être frappé.
This was a great trial for Abraham.
C'était une grande épreuve
this was
pour Abraham.
Something that would have moved him in his bosom.
Cela devait lui avoir secoué.
It wasn't an easy thing for him to go through.
C'était pas une chose facile pour lui.
And friends, you think about it. You think when Adam sinned.
Pensez quand Adam pécha.
That was a great ordeal for Jehovah.
C'était une grande, un
because
grand
his
pour
son
Jehovah.
Had fallen.
Parce que son fils était tombé.
Imagine how God felt.
Rappelez-vous
when his son rebelled against him
quand son fils s'est rebellé contre lui
and disqualified himself.
Et s'est disqualifié.
But I'll tell you one thing, it was a far greater deal for Jehovah
mais je vais vous dire que c'était
when the last Adam came.
Dans
Because the last Adam lived a perfect life. And Jehovah now had to take the sins right from the first Adam. And all of Adam's fallen race. And had to place them on a greater than Isaac. And had to smite him.
Et le frapper.
Friends, that was an ordeal for Jehovah.
C'était une bataille pour Jehovah.
That was the love of God.
C'était
for God so loved the world.
Parce que Dieu avait vu que
that he gave his only begotten son.
Et il a donné son propre fils.
God sent his son into the world.
Dieu a envoyé son
not
fils
to
sur
condemn
terre,
the world, but to save the world.
Pas pour condamner le monde, mais
friends,
pour le
that
sauver.
Was an ordeal for Jehovah.
C'était une épreuve pour Jehovah.
And here's Isaac.
Il y avait Isaac ici.
And Abraham says, my son,
Abraham dit, mon fils,
you need to carry the wood.
Tu dois porter le bois.
Hey, friends, what a type.
Quel type.
And he has Christ, 1500 years later, carrying the wood.
500 ans plus tard, Jésus
going
vient,
up the mount.
Il vient sur la montagne.
And I'll show you.
Portant
Mount
le bois.
Calvary
je vais vous montrer Mont Calvaire.
Is on Mount Moriah.
C'est le Mont Moriah.
He's going up Mount Moriah.
C'est montant le Mont Moriah.
A greater than Isaac is here.
Le plus grand qu'Isaac.
And a greater father than Abraham.
Le plus grand père
is
qu'Abraham.
Looking with such a grief in his heart.
Il regarde avec douleur
for what is having to put his son through.
Pourquoi il doit faire passer
to meet Jehovah's requirement.
Pour rencontrer l'exigence de Jehovah.
And he has Isaac and he's going walking up the hill.
Il avait Isaac qui montait
with the wood on his back.
Avec du bois sur son
and
dos.
The Bible says,
et la Bible dit,
and they went both of them together.
Ils partirent tous les deux ensemble.
He wasn't forcing Isaac.
Ils forçaient Isaac.
They went together.
Ils marchaient ensemble.
There was agreement.
Il y avait,
there was harmony.
Il y avait harmonie.
Jesus
il y avait
didn't
accord.
Have to do it.
Jésus ne
but he did,
pas le faire,
the song says.
Mais il avait fait.
He didn't have to pay the price.
Il devait, n'était pas obligé
he
de
had
le
no
fait.
Sin.
Il n'avait pas péché.
He didn't have to die.
Il n'était pas
he
de
never
mourir.
Inherited Adam's sin like us.
Il n'avait pas hérité les péchés d'Adam comme nous.
But they went together.
Mais ils sont partis
and he
ensemble.
Has the Father and the Son.
Il y avait le père
the
et le
prophet
fils.
Says the Gethsemane conference.
Il dit,
Gethsemane.
Il dit qu'il y avait une conférence.
He says when the dove came down to the lamb.
Quand
dove,
la colombe est descendue sur l'agneau.
And said, son,
il dit, mon fils,
you've seen what the world thinks of you.
J'ai vu des choses. Tu vois ce que le monde
you've
a fait
seen
de
how
toi.
The world despises you.
J'ai vu comment le monde t'a méprisé.
You came to your own received you not.
Tu es venu vers les tiens, ton père est
do you still want to go through with it?
Veux-tu toujours continuer?
Are you still willing to pay the price?
Veux-tu toujours payer le prix?
And he said, Father.
Il dit, Père.
If it's possible.
Si cela est possible.
If redemption can come.
Ici, la rédemption peut venir.
If the silver shekel of redemption can come
si le
into the hands of those that are to be redeemed
si, il doit, la main de Dieu doit racheter.
Without me having to pay the price, let the cup pass.
Si cela peut se faire sans que je paye le
but
prix,
Father,
si
if there's no other way,
mais s'il y a pas une autre
if their fois, redemption
si leur rédemption
is depending on me,
dépend de moi,
I'll drink the cup.
Je vais
not
boire.
My will, Father, but thy will be done.
Pas ma volonté, mais
and
la
friends,
tienne.
They went together.
Ils marchèrent ensemble.
Jesus took it upon himself.
Jésus l'a pris sur lui.
When Peter took the sword and cut off Malchus's ear.
Quand Pierre a pris l'épée, a coupé l'oreille.
Jesus said, put your sword away.
Il dit, remets ton épée.
Do you not know I could call for 10,000 angels?
Ne sais-tu pas que je peux appeler des milliers d'anges?
And they would come and deliver me.
Et ils viendraient me délivrer.
But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled?
Mais comment l'écriture s'accomplira-t-elle?
Friends, that's Isaac.
Ça, c'est Isaac.
Abraham and Isaac went up Mount Moriah together.
Abraham et Isaac montèrent la montagne ensemble.
It's the most incredible thing to think.
C'est une chose
you know, I always give that example.
Je vais donner un exemple.
Jesus with the sins of the world upon him.
Jésus a porté les péchés du monde.
Carrying the cross.
Portant la croix.
Then he fell.
Il tomba.
And those women were weeping.
Les femmes pleuraient.
And he's not thinking for himself.
Il pensait pas à lui-même.
He says, you daughters of Jerusalem.
Il dit, vous, filles de
Jérusalem. Don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves.
Ne pleurez pas pour moi,
weep
pleurez
for your
pour
children.
Vous-même. Pleurez pour vos enfants.
Because he saw what was coming with Titus. 40 years later.
Parce que Titus venait 40 ans plus tard.
He wasn't thinking of himself.
C'était pas
pour on lui-même. The cross, he's thinking of the thief.
He's
witnessing to the thief while he's
voleur,
on the cross.
Au voleur.
He's interceding for the transgressors.
Il intercède pour les
transgresseurs. As they casting lots for his garments.
Quand il jouait avec son
Father,
vêtement,
forgive them.
Il dit, pardonne-leur.
They don't know what they do.
C'est tout ce qu'il pouvait faire.
Friends, there was never one like him.
Il y avait personne comme lui.
And that's why he is the foundation.
C'est pourquoi il est le fondation.
No other foundation can any man lay
aucun autre fondement que
than that which Jehovah has laid.
Que c'est lui que
and that is redemption through Jesus Christ.
Que c'est la rédemption à travers
through Jesus the finished work of Christ.
Au travers de
so they go up the mount. And then it comes to the painful question. Verse 7. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood. But where's the lamb for a burnt offering?
Où est l'agneau, père?
And Abraham said, my God, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering
de l'agneau pour
on Mount Moriah.
Sur le mont
God is going to provide the shekel, friends.
Dieu pourvoira du
God is going to provide the purchase price.
Dieu pourvoira du prix de rachat.
We're not going to have to do it ourselves.
Nous devons pas le faire nous-mêmes.
God is going to provide a lamb
Dieu pourvoira d'un agneau
for a burnt offering
pour l'offrande.
So that the demands of Jehovah
pour que nous puissions rencontrer
will be perfectly
de
satisfied. So they went on together.
Ils marchèrent ensemble.
And then finally they got near the place. Verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. We know what happened. So he takes him now. I just wanted to show this picture.
Je vais montrer cette
he photo. Lays him on the altar.
Il le place sur l'autel.
And this was on a rock.
C'était sur du rock.
On Mount Moriah.
Sur le mont
to the south of Mount Moriah.
Au sud du mont Moriah.
And this is exactly the place that we'll see.
C'est exactement en cet endroit
that Solomon builds the most holy place in the temple.
Que Salomon construisit le lieu, le Saint des Saints.
The mercy seat will be exactly on this rock.
Le trône de miséricorde sera exactement sur ce rocher.
But can I show you where the rock is now?
Et je vais vous montrer là où se trouve le roc maintenant.
This is the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Là,
this is the dome of the rock.
C'est le dôme du rocher.
This is the abomination that makes desolate standing in the holy place.
C'est l'abomination de la désolation.
And here's the rock.
Voici le roc.
There's the very rock
c'est le
on Mount Moriah
sur le mont Morija
that the temple was built over.
Sur lequel le temple a été
and now it's in the hands of the Ishmaelites.
Maintenant, il est entre les mains des Ismaélites.
And right in their own holy place,
et dans les
there's a testimony that it wasn't Ishmael, it was Isaac. Hey, there's a testimony there, look.
Il y a un témoignage
who
là
was
où se
offered
Isaac,
on that rock was Isaac.
Ils ont placé Ismaël.
And they say Ishmael is the one that God chose.
Maintenant, c'est Ismaël qui est là.
Friends, if we be quiet, the rocks will cry out.
Et si nous taisons, les rochers
that's a testimony there.
C'est un témoignage, hein,
that they're building on the wrong foundation.
Qu'ils construisent sur les
they're not building on the silver.
Ils ne construisent pas sur
of
les
redemption, friends.
Rédemption.
And any standard outside of the shekel of the sanctuary is going to fall short. No matter how sincere we are, we can give our bodies to be burnt. We can give ourselves as suicide bombers. But if we have not agape, it profits us nothing. We can know all mysteries, have all knowledge. But if we have not the silver shekel, friends, of redeeming love, as our personal possession, it doesn't do us any good. We can give all our goods to the poor. We can become nuns. We can become priests and monks. We can spend all our time in charity. All of those things are good.
But
that's not the silver shekel. That's not the shekel of the sanctuary. That's not the divine requirement for redemption. The divine requirement for your soul to be ransomed
l'exigence pour que votre âme soit sauvée
is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
C'est le sang de Jésus
because Christ. We were not redeemed by corruptible silver and gold,
nous ne sommes pas rachetés par l'or et l'argent
corruptible, but by the precious blood of the Lamb.
Mais par le sang précieux de l'agneau.
And Isaac,
et Isaac
was a type of that.
Était un type de cela.
So he binds him.
Il a
Isaac.
Lié.
He
il
lays him on the altar.
Il a posé sur l'autel.
He's like a lamb to the slaughter.
C'est comme un agneau.
There's no resistance.
Il y a pas de résistance.
They went together.
Ils sont allés ensemble.
He said, Father,
il dit, Père,
if it pleases Jehovah,
si cela plaît à Jehovah,
it's painful for me, Father.
Cela me fait mal.
But His will be done.
Mais que sa volonté soit
and
faite.
He lays himself down.
Il s'est couché lui-même.
And Abraham takes the sacrificial knife.
Et Abraham prend le couteau de sacrifice.
He's about to plunge it in.
Il est juste sur le point de le
and
placer.
The angel says, stop.
L'ange dit, arrête.
It's enough.
Il dit, ça suffit.
It's finished. Stop.
Ça suffit, arrête.
And he looks around.
Il regarde, hein.
And there's a ram
et y a un agneau
caught in a thicket by its horns.
Y a un bélier
friends.
dans les
Who is the ram? It's Jesus.
Qui est le bélier? C'est Jésus.
A ram is a mature lamb.
Le bélier, c'est un agneau adulte.
And the ram is caught in the wood.
Il est attrapé dans le
He buisson. Can't get himself free.
Il pouvait pas se libérer.
And Christ was nailed to the wood.
Et Jésus a été cloué à la croix. Il est
so
l'agneau.
There's such a redemption on Mount Moriah.
Il y a une telle rédemption
and
sur
on
le
Mount Moriah we see
sur
substitution.
Moriah, nous voyons la substitution.
He takes Isaac
il
off.
Prend, il sort Isaac.
And the ram pays the price instead of Isaac.
Et le bélier paye le prix
when
à la place
you and I
d'Isaac.
Should have died.
Isaac, toi et
in
moi devions mourir dans nos péchés.
Redemption.
La rédemption.
Substitution.
La substitution.
The ram took our place.
Le bélier a pris notre place.
And he died out of the presence of God.
Et il est mort dans la présence
in
de Dieu.
In the darkness, in the midst of the day.
Dans les ténèbres au milieu du jour.
And the divine judgment that struck him.
Et le jugement de Dieu l'a frappé.
Friends, that's the hope of a believer.
Il dit, c'est le
that's
des croyants.
The silver shekel of redemption.
C'est le cycle d'argent de la rédemption.
That's the price that was paid for us.
C'est le prix qui a été payé pour
and
nous.
Our hope is built on nothing less
et notre espoir n'est basé sur
than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Que sur
as much as we love
Jésus,
the apostles, the prophets, the prophet in our day,
les prophètes dans notre jour,
that's not the silver shekel, friends.
Ils ne sont pas les
Brother
d'argent.
Branham needed the silver shekel himself.
Branham aussi avait besoin du
His children need the silver
ses
shekel.
Enfants aussi.
Paul needed the silver shekel.
Paul en avait besoin.
Wesley Luther, everyone needs the silver shekel for themselves. That's the foundation that the whole system of divine worship is based upon. Personal individual redemption. That by faith you have possessed the price that Jehovah required.
Le prix que Jéhovah exige,
which was the blood of Christ.
Qui était le sang de Christ.
And let's not build on any other foundation.
Ne construisons sur rien d'autre.
So what does Abraham call this place?
Comment Abraham appelle-t-il
it says, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh.
Abraham donna le nom à cet endroit, Jehovah
so Mount Moriah was actually called Jehovah Jireh.
Le Mont Moriah a été appelé Jehovah Jireh.
God himself will see to it.
Dieu lui-même s'assure.
God himself will provide.
Dieu lui-même pourvoira.
God will provide the sacrifice.
Dieu pourvoira du sacrifice.
So the name of Mount Moriah was
le nom du Mont Moriah a été
Jehovah Jireh. That's Jehovah what Abraham Jireh. Called it. Now, what happened to Mount Moriah after Abraham?
Après Abraham, qu'est-ce qui est arrivé au Mont Moriah?
It fell into the hands of the Jebusites.
Il tomba entre les mains des Jébusiens.
They were the ones in possession.
Ils possédaient la montagne.
That's why Jerusalem was called Jebus.
C'est pourquoi Jérusalem a été un moment appelé Jebus.
And David had to come with his mighty men.
Et David devait venir.
And he had to say, whosoever will scale, get up into the city and take it. I'll give them great reward, whatever it was.
Il a dit, c'est tout celui qui va se tenir pour que nous allons conquérir.
And in the days of David,
et au jour de David,
David redeemed
David avait racheté
Mount Moriah.
Le Mont Moriah.
And it became the city of David now.
Et cela devint la ville de
but
David.
The amazing thing, the Temple Mount, that rock,
la chose étonnante, le rocher du
where Abraham had offered Isaac,
quand Abraham avait offert Isaac
was still in the hand of a Jebusite.
Était toujours entre les mains des Jébusiens.
Onan, the Jebusite.
Les Jébusiens.
Now let's get to our final scripture.
Allons
just to see how these things tie together what we're saying. Look,
voyons
let's go to 1 Corinthians 21.
1 Corinthians 21.
Look how the scriptures tie together. It's quite incredible
regardez
when you get in the Bible and you see how it all ties together.
Voyez comment cela
if the Lord can help us just to tie it together and finish off. Look at now 1 Chronicles 21.
1 Chronique 21.
This is David now.
C'est David maintenant.
And he decides he wants to count, have a census of Israel.
Il veut faire un recensement d'Israël.
He wants to see how many of the redeemed are there.
Il veut voir combien il y a de rachetés.
The children of the redeemed. And it says in verse 1.
Au verset 1.
And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go number Israel. That's 1 Chronicles 21 verse 1 and 2. So David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, go and number Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring the number to me that I may know it. Now he wasn't supposed to do that.
Il n'était pas censé le faire.
You don't number the people like that.
Vous ne comptez pas les
every man must come with his shekel of redemption money
chacun doit amener son
to the house of the Lord, presented to the priests.
À la maison de Dieu, les présenter aux sacrificateurs.
Remember Jesus when they came, he had to pay the money for the sanctuary, remember? And they
rappelez
got it from
Jésus,
the fish.
That's
venu, exactly the same thing that you're supposed to pay.
Il devait payer le prix aussi de au sanctuaire.
Whenever there was a census,
Quand on faisait le
those who claim to be redeemed, you said, I am part of this redemption
ceux
of Jehovah.
Qui se considèrent comme partie de cette redemption
they
de
brought
Jehovah,
the silver shekel.
Ils amenaient le
and silver they brought it to the priests
ils l'amenaient au prêtre
in the house of the Lord.
Dans la maison du
and
Seigneur.
Then they counted up all the shekels, and that's how they counted Israel.
Ils comptaient les pièces d'argent, c'est comme ça qu'ils
you don't
le
count the heads
gens.
Of people.
Ils comptaient pas les têtes des
God
gens.
Looks on the heart.
Dieu regarde le cœur.
We may say there's 50 people here today, 60.
On pouvait dire qu'il y avait 60, 50 personnes.
But God only counts the redeemed.
Peut-être Dieu compte seulement
God
les
might
rachetés.
Say there's only 5 people there.
Dieu peut dire il y a seulement
or 10, 20, whatever it is.
20, ou quoi que ce soit.
It's not the people that just come.
C'est pas les
it's
gens
those
qui
who have a personal possession of the silver shekel.
C'est ceux qui ont le cycle d'argent
those are the only ones that are counted in Israel.
C'était les seuls qui étaient comptés
the rest fall under the plague.
Les autres étaient frappés des
because they never went Jehovah's provided way.
Parce qu'ils ne marchaient pas selon la voie pourvue
so
par Jehovah.
David wasn't supposed to do this.
David n'était pas censé faire
and
cela.
And Joab knew that. And he said in verse 3,
au verset 3 Joab dit,
Joab answered and said, the Lord make his people 100 times more than they be. But my Lord the king, are they not all my Lord's servants? Why then doth my Lord require this thing? Why will he cause be the cause of a trespass in Israel? But then he forces him, David, go and count them. And Joab goes
forcé,
to count.
Il est forcé à aller compter, Joab à aller compter.
And it says, verse 7, I don't think I got on there. And God was displeased with this thing. Therefore he smote Israel. Hey, that's a strange scripture.
C'est là dans l'écriture.
You know what God's saying?
Vous savez ce que Dieu dit?
God's saying, okay.
Dieu dit, ça va.
It's time to count the redeemed.
C'est le temps de compter
and
les
to
rachetés.
Plague the people that aren't redeemed.
Et de frapper ceux qui ne sont pas rachetés.
Let's open the books, in other words.
Ouvrons les livres en d'autres termes.
Let's go through Jerusalem.
Parcourons Jérusalem.
Who has the silver shekel?
Qui a le cycle d'argent?
He'll be spared.
Il sera épargné.
But anybody without the silver shekel,
mais
when it comes time for the roll call,
au temps de la trompette,
the plague will get them. And no one in Jerusalem had the silver shekel. Because David wasn't going about it the right way. Therefore, the death angel comes down to Jerusalem and starts to smite.
Alors, les plaies ont commencé à frapper Jérusalem.
Verse 14, so the Lord sent pestilence, plague upon Israel.
La pestilence est tombée sur Israël.
And there fell of Israel 70,000 men.
Et 70,000 personnes.
70,000 in Jerusalem. Can you see that it's not your genealogy that saves you from the death angel?
Voyez-vous,
it's not your circumcision of your religious tradition.
C'est pas la circoncision de votre
if you don't have redemption in your possession when the death angel comes, friend,
si
you're in trouble.
Si vous n'avez pas la possession de la rédemption quand l'ange de la mort vient,
all of these 70,000 could say we have Abraham for our father.
Tous ces 70,000 pouvaient dire nous avons Abraham pour père.
We've been to Passover at the temple.
Nous avons traversé la temple, la Pâque dans le temple.
But Jehovah says no, the time is not that now.
Il dit, c'est plus le moment
it's time to number the redeemed.
C'est le moment de compter les rachetés.
Who has redemption in their possession?
Qui possède la rédemption?
Who has the divine requirement now?
Qui a l'exigence divine maintenant?
And the people weren't ready.
Et les gens ne pouvaient pas
for this judgment, the census.
Pour le recensement.
So it says, and God sent an angel into Jerusalem to destroy it.
Dieu envoya hey. Un ange à Jérusalem pour
can you see when mercy turns into judgment, there's no more mercy.
Quand la grâce se tourne en jugement, il y a plus de
when
grâce.
God turns his back on the Gentiles, it's finished for the Gentiles.
Quand Dieu se retourne contre les gentils, il y a plus de grâce.
You might weep and cry and scream, it doesn't matter.
Tu peux pleurer, crier, cela n'a plus d'importance.
Today, when you hear his voice,
quand vous écoutez
harden
sa voix,
not your hearts.
N'endurcissez pas vos
while
cœurs.
The blood is still there.
Comme ils avaient
while pu. You can still apply it by faith to your heart.
Quand tu peux encore appliquer
by
le sang,
sorrow and repentance and confession.
Par les pleurs, par la repentance et la confession.
Apply it.
Appliquez-le.
That's the principle.
C'est le principe.
It says, and as he was destroying. Now look at mercy now.
Je regarde au mont Sinaï.
So the death angel smiting Jerusalem.
L'ange de la mort frappait Jérusalem.
It says the Lord beheld.
Il dit, le Seigneur regarde.
The Lord beheld.
Le Seigneur regarda.
Something moved in Jehovah.
Quelque chose
and he says, yes, they're not meeting the requirement of redemption.
Il dit, c'est vrai, ils ne répondent pas aux exigences de la rédemption.
But they're my people.
Mais ils sont mon peuple.
I love them.
Je les aime.
And mercy comes forth.
La grâce se produit.
It says, and he repented him of the evil and said to the angel that destroyed, it's enough.
Il dit à l'ange qui frappait, ça suffit.
Stay now your hand, stop.
Arrête-toi maintenant.
Don't smite them anymore.
Ne les frappe plus.
I need to make an atonement for them.
Je vais faire une expiation pour
Stop
eux.
Your work.
Arrête ton œuvre.
Before an atonement's made for my elect.
Avant que je dois faire une expiation.
And look now. Regarde. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan and the Jebusite. That's Mount Moriah.
C'est le Mont Moriah.
The angel of the Lord standing right above Mount Moriah.
L'ange du Seigneur
with a sword
juste au-dessus avec son épée
of justice in his hand.
Avec l'épée de la justice
and Jehovah says, stop to the angel.
Et là, je vais dire à l'ange,
it's enough.
Ça suffit.
It's enough.
Ça suffit.
Friends, that's God's grace.
C'est la grâce de Dieu.
You and I.
Toi et moi,
when we were yet in our trespasses and our iniquities and our sins,
quand nous étions dans nos transgressions,
that
dans nos
death angel almost got us many times, friends.
De la mort pouvait nous
should have smitten us without mercy.
Il était sur le point de nous
but God's love said, it's enough, stop!
Mais la
wait!
De Dieu disait, arrête.
Wait!
Attends.
I'm going to make an atonement for
je vais
them.
Faire une expiation pour eux.
So he stops, and the angel standing above the Temple Mount,
et l'ange se tient au-dessus du
right
temple.
Above the place.
Juste
where Abraham offered Isaac.
Juste au-dessus de l'endroit où Abraham offrait Isaac.
Verse 18.
Verset 18.
We'll skip a bit. Then the angel of the Lord, which is God himself,
l'ange de Dieu, Dieu lui-même,
commanded Gad, the prophet,
dit à Gad, le prophète,
to say to David,
de dire à David
that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Hey! Exactly the same place on Mount Moriah.
Au même endroit sur le Mont Moriah.
By vision.
Par la vision.
David to make an atonement for the people.
Il fait une expiation pour les
for redemption to come to the people from the angel of death.
Pour que la rédemption vienne contre l'ange de la mort.
Go and build an altar.
Il devait construire un
on Mount Moriah.
Sur le Mont Moriah.
And that's what David did.
C'est ce que
so David goes up to Ornan.
David va à Oman.
It's interesting, friends.
C'est intéressant.
This most holy place
le lieu très saint
was owned by a Gentile.
C'était possédé par les
Jebusite.
Païens, les Jébusiens.
Speaking of the great Gentile harvest to come.
Parlant de la grande âge de grand âge des gens.
Who's coming to the altar now?
Qui vient à l'autel maintenant?
As Jebusites are coming, friends.
Nous les Jébusiens, nous venons à
but
l'autel
it's coming
maintenant.
A time soon.
Il vient un moment,
the temple mount moves from the Gentiles
où le monde du temple
goes back into the hands of the sons of David
partira, rentrera aux enfants de
and
David.
There's no more salvation for the Jebusites anymore.
De salut pour les Jébusiens.
Then they receive the redemption.
Ils ont déjà reçu
for
la
the
rédemption.
Redeemer shall come unto Zion
parce que les
and turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
Et Dieu retournera son
and what is the sign?
Et quel est le signe?
It's the temple mount.
C'est le mont du temple.
Israel has all of Jerusalem, but they don't have the Temple Mount.
Israël possède tout Jérusalem, sauf
it's in the hand of the Jebusites.
C'est entre les mains des Jébusiens.
But the prophet says, the moment they build that temple,
mais le prophète dit, quand ils vont construire le temple,
God will recognize them as a nation.
Dieu va le reconnaître comme une nation.
Why?
Pourquoi?
Because they're back on the silver foundations
parce
again.
Qu'ils sont rentrés aux fondations
they're
d'argent.
Building on redemption again.
Ils construisent leur, sur la rédemption.
Their system of worship is re-established again.
Le système d'adoration est restauré.
Now they're cut off.
Maintenant, ils sont coupés.
And we, the wild branch, were grafted
et
in.
Et nous, la branche sauvage, nous avons été greffés.
That's powerful how the Bible puts it.
C'est
it was the threshing floor of Ornan and the Jebusite.
C'était entre
the most holy place.
Les lieux les plus saints.
But it was a Gentile that was benefiting from it.
Mais c'était des gentils
he was threshing and harvesting there.
Il moissonnait là-bas.
On that sacred place.
En ce lieu secret.
So David now comes to him.
David maintenant arrive.
And he says, please.
Il dit,
we need to build an altar.
Nous devons construire
now this man was a real man of God.
Cet homme Ornan. Était un vrai homme de Dieu.
And so look in verse 22. I don't have it on the slides, I don't think. No. Verse 22 it says, then David said to Ornan, grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it to me for the full price. This now David was a man with a revelation.
David était un homme de révélation.
He knew there's no worship that's free.
Il savait qu'il n'y avait pas d'adoration gratuite.
For worship to be acceptable, there had to be a price.
Pour que l'adoration soit acceptable, il devait être.
God can only bless sacrifice.
Dieu peut seulement bénir un sacrifice.
God's fire comes down on sacrifice.
Le feu de Dieu vient sur le sacrifice.
But Ornan said to him in verse 23.
Mais Ornan lui dit.
Take it to you.
Il dit, prends-le.
Let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes.
Que le roi fasse ce qui est bon à ses yeux.
Lo, I give you my oxen for burnt offerings.
Il dit, je te les donne pour les
sacrifices. And the threshing instruments for wood.
Même l'air.
And the wheat for the meat offering, I give it all. Hey, friends, that was
le
a great
bois,
man.
Le froment pour l'offrande, tout, je te le donne.
He said, it's for the Lord, I give it all.
Il dit, je donne tout au Seigneur.
If this will bring redemption to somebody, I give everything that
si
I've got.
Cela peut produire la rédemption pour quelqu'un, je le donne au Seigneur.
If Jehovah desires this, let him have it.
Si Jehovah le désire, qu'il le prenne.
He gave it and he didn't begrudge when he gave it. Verse 24, and King David said to Ornan, nay.
Il dit non, le roi David dit non.
But I will verily buy it for the full price.
Je veux l'acheter contre sa valeur.
For I will not take that which is thine for the Lord.
Parce que je ne présenterai point à l'Éternel ce qui est
à toi. Nor offer burnt offerings without cost.
Et je n'offrirai pas un sacrifice qui ne coûte rien.
That's a believer.
C'est le croyant.
Lord, I'll take my way with the Lord's despised few. There's a price to be paid, yes.
Il y a un prix à être payé.
I'm not resting on other people's labors.
Je ne peux pas rester.
I'm going to pay my part.
Je vais payer mon propre
I'm going to put my shoulder to the wheel.
Je veux porter le poids sur moi-même.
I'm not going to allow other people's offerings to be offered for me. No.
Je veux pas permettre que l'offrande de quelqu'un d'autre soit
payée. I'll pay
pour
you
moi.
The full price for your oxen.
Je vais payer le
because
prix
the offering
pour
I pay is from me, not from you.
Cette offrande, c'est pour moi, c'est pas pour toi.
See, David knew the principle, friends.
David connaissait le principe.
Don't ever accept Laodicean Christianity.
N'acceptez pas
lukewarm Christianity that relies on other people.
Les gens qui se
never rely on anybody's prayers. Save the prayers of Jesus
ne
Christ.
Ne vous confiez pas sur quelqu'un d'autre à part Jésus
do
Christ.
The praying yourself.
Ne payez.
Do the praying yourself.
Ne faites pas cela pour vous-même.
Don't allow other people to sing and make an offering to the Lord. You sing yourself.
Ne laissez pas que les autres chantent et faire des offrandes.
Pay the price yourself.
Priez pour vous-même.
If you want the blessing, like David gets a blessing here.
Si vous voulez une bénédiction,
have the same
comme David
attitude as David.
Fais comme David.
Say no, there's nothing free of charge here.
Dis, y a rien de gratuit.
There's a price to be paid.
Y a un prix à payer.
I'm going to offer a sacrifice of praise.
Je dois y avoir un sacrifice.
So David, verse 25, gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight.
David hey. Paya 600 shekels d'or.
He paid a great price.
Il a payé un grand prix
for Mount Moriah.
Pour le Mont Moriah.
For the threshing floor.
Amen.
A great price, verse 26.
Le grand prix.
And David built an altar unto the Lord.
Alors David construisit
and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of the burnt offering. Friends, that's the kind of worship God answers with fire.
C'est le genre d'adoration auquel
when
Dieu
you're willing to pay the price at school,
vous devez payer
when the other children laugh at you because of the way you dress, because you don't do certain things,
quand tes collègues à l'école se moquent de
if
toi
you
parce
want the fire in the soul on the
façon,
altar,
si tu as,
you're willing to pay the price.
Si tu veux que le feu descende,
when
tu
you
sais,
at
tu
college
vas payer le prix, tu vas encourager,
and everybody is inviting you to compromise
quand les gens t'appellent à
and
faire
you
le compromis,
stand against the crowd
tu te tiens
contre and
la
you're willing to pay the price
et tu es prêt à payer
watch
le
the
prix.
Fire come down on that kind et of an offering friends.
Le feu descendrait et brûlera
when you go against your nature
tu vas
when you go
Dieu,
against your feelings
si tu vas contre tes
and you tell people about Christ,
et tu parles aux gens
watch
de Christ,
how God puts fire on the altar.
Dieu fera descendre
watch
le feu
how the
de
blessing comes down, friends.
Il va descendre.
Don't leave it up to other people.
Ne laissez pas cela
do
aux
it yourself.
Autres. Faites-le vous-même.
You need the shekel as
avez,
your own personal
vous
possession.
Avez besoin votre propre cycle.
And this is in verse 27.
Au verset 27.
And the Lord commanded the angel.
Le Seigneur dit alors,
and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. Hey, friends. The judgment angel.
L'ange du
jugement. Once the atonement had been made
quand
on
le,
Mount Moriah.
Quand l'expiation a été
once
Mont
the burnt offering and the peace offering had been made.
Quand l'offrande a été faite.
The angel of death had no more jurisdiction in Jerusalem.
L'ange de la mort n'avait plus d'autorité.
He had no more authority over those.
Il n'avait plus d'autorité.
That were represented in that sacrifice.
Sur l'agneau.
And that's our hope.
Sur ce sacrifice. C'est
the
notre
death
espoir.
Angel.
L'ange de la mort.
Has no jurisdiction over us anymore.
Il n'a plus de juridiction sur
there
nous.
Is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Il n'y a plus de condamnation pour ceux qui sont.
There's
Christ.
No judgment.
Il y a plus de jugement.
To those who possess the silver shekel.
Pour ceux qui possèdent le cycle d'argent.
Personal redemption.
Une rédemption personnelle.
Personal faith.
Une foi personnelle.
And a personal work.
Dans l'œuvre personnelle.
That Jesus did personally for them.
Que Jésus a fait personnellement pour
friends,
eux.
That's how we redeem from judgment.
C'est ce qui peut vous relâcher du jugement.
You know, I love it there with when the Lord says to that angel, it's enough.
J'aime là où Dieu a dit à l'ange, ça suffit.
You know, hears God.
Ça, c'est Dieu.
Saying to the angel, "It's enough. Stop."
Il dit à l'ange, c'est
friends,
assez,
what do you think
arrête.
Happened on Calvary, friends?
Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé au Calvaire?
When Jehovah said, "I don't want anyone to see what's going on here."
Quand il a, Jehovah dit,
and
je
he
pas
shut
voir
it in darkness in the middle
je
of the day.
Voir les gens, je veux pas que les gens voient
and there was a great transaction taking place. And the real burnt offering Christ was on Mount Moriah.
Le vrai sacrifice Jésus-Christ sur le Mont Moriah.
And it almost became too much.
C'est
until he said, "My
trop.
God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
Il dit, mon Dieu, pourquoi m'as-tu abandonné?
But there was the death angel.
Mais il y avait l'ange de la mort.
And his sword couldn't go back in the sheath.
Et l'épée ne pouvait pas rentrer dans la guerre.
Until the full price had been paid.
Jusqu'à ce que tout le prix a été
and
payé.
And Jehovah was looking down.
Et Jehovah regardait
on the cross.
Sur la croix.
And as soon as divine justice was met.
Et aussitôt que la justice divine a été payée.
Jehovah said, "It's enough."
Il dit, c'est assez.
It's enough.
C'est assez.
And Jesus said.
Et Jésus a dit.
It's finished.
Tout est accompli.
And he bowed his head and he died.
Il courba sa tête.
Friends, that's exactly what happened here.
C'est ce qui arrive exactement.
Jehovah
ici.
Said to the death angel, "Stop! It's enough now." He's paid the price.
J'ai payé le prix.
The atonement's been made.
La expiation
he doesn't faite. Have to suffer anymore.
Il ne doit plus souffrir.
He's redeemed those who are to be redeemed.
Ils ont été rachetés maintenant.
The blood has been shed.
Le sang a été versé.
The veil has been rent.
Le voile a été élevé.
The way is open to the mercy seat.
La voie est ouverte vers le trône de miséricorde.
Friends, that's what the gospel is all about.
C'est tout ce que l'évangile
that's
est.
That's what happened at Mount Moriah.
C'est ce qui est arrivé au Mont Moriah.
Now, I ask myself the question just to finish.
Je me pose cette question pour terminer.
How could Jesus?
Comment Jésus?
The perfect son of Abraham.
Le fils parfait d'Abraham.
If he's to fulfill the time, why wasn't he crucified on Mount Moriah?
S'il devait accomplir, pourquoi avait-il été crucifié au Mont
Moriah? But he couldn't be because that's where the temple was.
Il pouvait pas être crucifié parce
and
que
that's
c'est
where
là
the Holy of Holies was right above the place where Abraham offered Isaac.
Il ne devait pas être crucifié là-bas parce que le Saint des Saints se trouvait au Mont Moriah.
But you know, they found out.
Mais ils ont trouvé.
This here
ça ici
is old city of Jerusalem.
C'est la
the old city.
De Jérusalem.
And this here is Mount Moriah.
Et là, c'est le Mont Moriah.
You see, Mount Moriah was quite long.
Le Mont Moriah était
and
très
the
long.
Temple
et le temple,
where Abraham offered Isaac
quand, là où Abraham offrait
was
offrait
on the south portion of Mount Moriah.
C'était au sud du Mont Moriah.
But if you go from the Temple Mount
si vous sortez du temple,
and you go through the Damascus Gate
si vous allez par la porte de Damas,
because Jesus had to suffer without the camp. He had to suffer outside of the city
parce
gates.
Que Jésus devait souffrir hors du camp.
But when you go through the Damascus Gate
si vous sortez par la porte de Damas,
you go just around
vous tournez,
and there's the highest place on Mount Moriah.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's the highest summit of Mount Moriah.
C'est le sommet le plus élevé du Mont Moriah.
And it's called Golgotha.
Et il est appelé Golgotha.
It's all Mount Moriah.
C'est tout cela, c'est le Mont Moriah.
And when they offered the offering,
quand ils ont présenté le
on the brazen altar the priests,
sur l'autel des reins,
when the offering was consumed,
quand
according
était consumé,
to the law of Moses,
conformément à la
it had to be offered on the north side of the altar.
Cela devait être offert au nord de l'altar. À la
and when
nord.
This great transaction was done,
et quand cette grande transaction se
passait, at Calvary as the burnt offering,
au Calvaire,
it was offered on the north side
c'était offert à la partie nord
of Mount Moriah.
Du Mont Moriah.
And Golgotha,
et Golgotha
is the highest summit
c'est le sommet le plus élevé
on Mount Moriah.
Sur le Mont Moriah.
So Jesus did die on Mount Moriah.
Et Jésus mourut au Mont
and
Moriah.
Right at the place below
et juste en dessous,
there's the place of the skull.
C'est
can you see the skull?
C'est l'endroit qu'on appelle le lieu du crâne.
And just around the corner there's the garden tomb.
Et juste à côté, il y a le jardin de la tombe.
And the great, it's amazing how God can fulfill His word.
C'est merveilleux comment Dieu peut.
Jesus has to suffer without the gates.
Jésus devait souffrir hors du camp.
But he's going to die on Moriah.
Mais devait mourir sur Moriah.
So God made Moriah.
Dieu fit Moriah.
And He put the temple on the south.
Il a placé le temple.
And He put Calvary on the north.
Il a placé Golgotha au nord.
And Christ fully.
Et Jésus-Christ
paid the price
paya le prix
and fulfilled all that was written of
et accompli
him.
Tout ce qui a été fait pour lui.
Friends, God has taken us right through
Dieu nous a amené
from the days of Abraham,
depuis les jours d'Abraham
right through the Exodus
au travers de l'Exode,
the silver shekel of the sanctuary
le cycle d'argent du sanctuaire,
the foundation
le
the silver sockets of redemption
les fondements de la rédemption,
through the days of David,
au travers des jours de David,
to the burnt offering,
ou à l'offrande,
that stopped the death angel,
qui a stoppé,
that stopped the plague in Jerusalem,
qui a arrêté les plaies sur Jérusalem,
right on Mount Moriah,
sur le mont Morija,
and then the one offering was offered,
et l'offrande a été payée,
that finished all
qui
sacrificial
avait tout arrêté,
offerings, finished all the sacrificial offerings,
qui avait arrêté tous les sacrifices,
because when Christ died,
quand Christ mourut,
God would never accept,
Dieu ne pouvait plus accepter,
the offering of another lamb.
L'offrande de notre
because
agneau.
God had provided a lamb for himself.
Parce que Dieu avait pourvu d'un agneau
for
lui-même,
a sacrifice.
Pour le sacrifice.
And what are we supposed to do as Gentiles?
Qu'est-ce que nous sommes censés faire en
faith cometh by hearing.
La foi vient de ce qu'on
and
entend.
Hearing by the word of God.
Écouter la parole
we
de
just
Dieu.
Appropriate by faith. Simple faith.
Nous la prenons possession seulement par la foi.
That silver shekel.
C'est talent d'argent.
And we bring it into the presence of God.
Et nous l'amenons en présence de Dieu.
And we compare it with the divine requirement.
Et nous le comparons à l'exigence divine.
And as long as your experience.
Et aussi longtemps
and as long as your faith.
Aussi longtemps que ta foi.
And as long as today you have in your possession.
Aussi longtemps qu'aujourd'hui tu as en ta possession.
That which Jehovah demanded.
Ce que Dieu demande.
You're the most privileged of all people.
Tu es le plus privilégié de tous.
You are numbered amongst the redeemed.
Tu es compté parmi les
rachetés. And the Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so."
La Bible dit que les rachetés du Seigneur
it's good to testify of your redemption.
C'est bien de témoigner.
The devil will try to tell you a lot of things.
Le diable essaiera de vous dire un tas de choses.
But how wonderful the song.
Mais combien est bon la chanson.
I am redeemed.
J'ai été racheté.
How wonderful the song.
La chanson est merveilleuse.
'Tis done.
Cela est
the
fait.
The great transaction's done.
La grande transaction
est faite. I am my Lord's.
Je suis.
And he is mine.
Je suis sien.
He drew me.
Il m'a tiré.
And I followed on.
Et j'ai suivi.
Charmed to confess his voice divine.
Sa volonté
divine. Where are we today, friends?
Où sommes-nous
where are we in our experience?
Où sommes-nous dans notre
what
experience?
Are we trusting in?
En qui croyons-nous?
Don't trust in corruptible things.
Ne placez pas votre confiance
there's
dans
only
chose
one thing that's incorruptible that can redeem.
Il y a un seul qui est incorruptible.
And that's the blood of Jesus Christ.
C'est le sang
which
de
speaks
Christ.
Of his death.
Il parle de sa mort.
Speaks of his broken body.
Il parle de son corps brisé.
Speaks of the altar.
Il parle de l'autel.
Speaks of the price that was paid.
Il parle du prix qui a été payé.
Let's place our faith there.
Plaçons notre foi
let's
là-bas.
Build on a firm foundation.
Construisons sur
the silver foundation of redemption.
Le fondement d'argent de la foi.
It'll stand, friends.
Il va tenir.
And when we get to the end of the journey.
Quand nous arrivons à la fin du voyage.
Remember when Sister Hope was passing away.
Quand Sœur Hope mourait.
And she said, Billy.
Elle a dit, Billy.
Billy.
Billy,
it's worth it in the end.
Cela vaut la peine.
It's worth it in the end.
Cela vaut
it
la
pays
peine.
Off in the end.
Cela paye à la fin.
Because it's your token.
Parce que
it's your ticket beyond the curtain of time.
C'est votre ticket pour aller
let's
au-delà
be
du
searching
voile.
Ourselves. Ask musicians to come. Let's sing that song.
Sondons-nous nous-mêmes.
Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And if your soul isn't right, make it right today before we go.
Si votre âme n'est pas juste, faites
he's
cela juste.
Never far away.
Vous n'êtes jamais loin.
When two or three are gathered in his name.
Quand deux ou trois sont réunis en mon nom.
He'll be there in the midst.
Il sera au milieu
and
d'eux.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
Il dit ceux qui invoqueront le nom du
same
Seigneur,
shall be saved.
Ils seront sauvés.
Let's sing that song. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. Child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me to continually dwell. By the blood of the Lamb, redeem, 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 His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, 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 his child and forever I am. I know I shall see his beauty, the King in whose love I delight, who lovingly guarded my footsteps and given me song in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, 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 his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, 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 his child and forever I am.
Let's sing one more song before we come to pray. And the song is a question. It's a very serious question. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What will you give in exchange for your soul? When your soul one day stands before the God who breathed it into life, and you weighed in the balance on high, do you have today, in your personal possession, the divine requirement? So simple it was. Just a silver shekel. So simple. How simple faith is. And if you don't, if you can't answer this question in any sort of comfortable way, once we finish the song, we're going to pray. Why don't you call on his name? The one who died for you. Why don't you make an appeal to his precious blood? To the great high priest who ever lives to make intercession on our confession. The Bible says it's time to seek the Lord. Let's sing and let's enter into a time of prayer.
How far from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that he came. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give him? Must the dear Savior still tenderly plead? Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? More than the silver and gold of the earth, more than all jewels thy spirit is worth. God the Creator has given the birth. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? If when you stand by the bar by and by, when you are weighed in the balance on high, you die. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
Let's bow our heads. Now the scripture says, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer and I will be glorified. That's an invitation. What a wonderful invitation. The Bible says, you don't have to go up to heaven to bring God down. We don't have to go down to bring him up. But Paul said he's near to you. He's as close as your breath. You just need an honest heart. A humble heart. To admit that you've been wrong. To confess that you've never met his requirements. To believe in his grace. And to invite him to come in. Let's all pray. Let's call upon his name. Sing that song before you close. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. Amen.
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. It was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came and loved me so. He looked beyond my fall and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. Beyond my soul and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. Grace brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came and loved me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary. The cross where Jesus died for me. I love that grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. I'm a the grace that called my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. I'm a believer that grace that called my falling. Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my friend, my sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator. He became my Savior, and all that us redemption, that in the dead of night not one faithful beside God gracious stand up, laid aside his splendor, stooping to hold. My sunshine, my all in all. my Savior. Without reluctance, flesh and blood, his substance, he took the form of man, revealed the hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice on Calvary. Now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my friend, my sunshine, my all in all.
Very quick report back on the brothers who were going out on Friday night. Just to say it was a real, real good time once again. We do thank the saints for prayers. I came down with Brother Rock and Brother Yule from Northern Ireland. And then there was a number of brothers from here. And it was a real productive time. Brother Rock, he prayed for a woman that was sick on the street. Her boyfriend was a skeptic. He didn't even want to speak. And he challenged her. He said, "Do you believe that God is real? What's wrong with you?" And she said, and he prayed for her, and the Lord healed her. And it was quite a powerful thing. And the boyfriend couldn't believe it. He was such a skeptic. But she kept on wanting to hear more and more. And then Brother Francois spoke to a man, brought the man right to the point of accepting Christ, but he didn't want to pray on the street. But there were some real, real good times. We had some really nice tracts. We put our church address and website on the back. Spoke to a lot of people about their souls. And a lot of good seed was sown. And you can't help but feel, by the grace of God, if you keep on doing it, there's going to be some results. I think all the brothers who went out felt it, that yeah, you're not on your own. Friends, don't ever trust that you don't ever think you can't do something. The Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You just give yourself into his hands and you'll have a wonderful time. And you'll meet all manner of people. All manner of afflictions in people and all manner of things. And it's just giving the Lord an opportunity to reveal redemption to people. You know, and then we, just to say thank you to Brother Kwame, Brother Jose, they took our little message from last Sunday afternoon about salvation, put it on our website, and we'd given out maybe almost 400 tracts, I think, on Friday. And I looked just this morning and I saw that already 39 people have watched that little video that you put on our website. And I thought that's quite an amazing thing. You know? And we just pray that as we continue to speak to people, point them in the right direction. I really do believe. I spoke to two Congolese girls that were out on the street, and I do believe we'll see them here one of these days. You know, there's a lot of people out there, and they have a lot of interest. And I think if you keep praying, and saints keep going out on a regular basis, I do believe we'll come back, like the Bible says, bringing precious sheaves with us, because it was really a blessing. And all the brothers were encouraged. Even the brothers from Northern Ireland, they were really encouraged about Friday. It was such a nice time. And the fellowship we had coming and going, it was really a sweet time. So we do really thank the Lord for that. And we ask you to keep on praying about it. This week, we want to have service just Friday and one service on Sunday. We'll try to continue on with the tabernacle a little bit. There's more things inside of there. We want to look at the gate. We never looked at the gate of the tabernacle. But the hanging of the gate, it's quite a powerful thing. Everything speaks to us about Christ. And the more we can feed our souls on the word of redemption, the stronger it makes us, friends. So let's just stay in prayer and may God be with you. Let's bow our heads. Let's not forget Brother Brian Locke's here in 2 weekends' time for Saturday and Sunday. Let's pray for those services as well. Father, we bring everything into your hands. Lord, we know that unless the builder builds with you, he builds in vain. Father, we want you to build the house. And Father, we want the right foundation on this house. And that foundation is the redemption, Father, purchased through the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, I pray for every soul that is present upon this day. If there's anybody here, and Father, their soul is still in peril of the death angel, of the plague, I ask of thee, Lord, that you would minister, Lord, that silver shekel, by faith to them, Lord, that they may lay a hold of that which is the divine requirement, Lord, because you've paid the price. I pray for every soul. I pray your grace upon every soul. Father, when we get there that day, Father, as you said to Paul, not one will be lost. Father, let it be so with our little ship that we're sailing here as well, we ask. Father, may you bless your people. Bless Brother George. Bless Sister Liana having such a good time there. Father, you watch over them. You bring them back this week with a good report, we pray. And Father, every other need that we have in our midst, won't you continue to guide us and lead us and help us? That, Father, you be glorified. Our brother Maxwell, Father, sorting his accommodation, his family, you help him, Lord. Even the service on Wednesday. Bless Brother Francois. Give him inspiration, unction, continually. And Father, in the street work, Lord, what a blessed thing that it's been. What a privilege, what an honor, Father, to be able to speak of you to the souls of people that are eternity bound. Father, we just pray for every word that was said. We pray for every tract that was given. We pray, Lord, for every conversation that was had with people. We ask and pray, Lord, that you would just quicken those things and use them for your glory. And even that little message on our website, Lord, you take it and you use it. That, Father, Lord, just through the simplicity of your word, it may minister an entrance abundantly into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Bless us now as we go, Father. Watch over us this week, we pray. And as Brother Brian would come, Father, won't you speak to us? Won't you, Lord, anoint him? Won't you move him and lead him? Lord, you know the things that we need at this time. Give us traveling mercies as we go. Watch over our children, we pray. Watch them at school. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Speak to them when they're young. Father, put the influence, the divine influence upon them in this ungodly day. Father, with these laws and these things that are all around, Father, how we just need the token of the blood of the Lamb, Father, to be ever present. Help us in our homes, Lord. Help us in our relationships one with another. Help us, Lord, to continue to go forth in your precious name. And Father, may your will be done in our gathering in this place, we pray. Thank you for the musicians. Thank you, Father, for the brothers that have helped with the videos and the websites. Bless them, Lord, we pray. Father, bless, Lord, each officer in the post of duty. May we depart with your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless us. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it and wherever you go, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. The name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and a joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and a joy of heaven. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and a joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and a joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.